The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of July, 2008, Independence Day. 1776, the Second Continental Congress unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence, and the United States officially broke from the rule of England. 1804, the explorers Lewis and Clark celebrated the 4th of July. It was the first one west of the Mississippi. They stopped at the mouth of a creek and fired their cannon and distributed an extra ration of whiskey to the men. It was a very popular holiday in America, especially after the War of 1812. Out on the American frontier, it was a time of year when everyone in the countryside would gather together in one place. 1826, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, the second and third presidents of the United States, both died on this day, the 4th of July, the 50th anniversary of the Declaration. Jefferson had written the Declaration, and John Adams was its strongest supporter in the Continental Congress. 1931, on this day, James Joyce married Nora Barnacle at the Kensington Registry Office in London after living with her for 26 years. 1845, Henry David Thoreau moved into his cabin on Walden Pond, a cabin 10 feet by 15 feet long with an attic and a closet and two windows and a fireplace, which cost him $28.12 to build. When the cabin was excavated 100 years afterward, the excavators found hundreds of bent nails in the cellar hall, so Thoreau may not have been the wonderful carpenter that he let other people think he was. He was a raiser of beans, however, had 7 miles of bean rows and spent a lot of time weeding them and chasing away the woodchucks. It was on this day in 1855, the first edition of Whitman's Leaves of Grass was printed, 12 poems and a preface printed by some men who were friends of his who didn't charge him for their work. Grass, by the way, is a printer's term referring to a casual job which can be set up in between busy jobs. It's the birthday of Nathaniel Hawthorne, born in Salem, Massachusetts in 1804, the author of The Scarlet Letter and The House of Seven Gables. He started work on The Scarlet Letter after the death of his mother in 1849. He wrote in his diary that her death was the darkest hour I ever lived, and soon after began work on the novel about Hester Prynne, who has to wear the letter A on her chest after she commits adultery. It was a huge success when it was published in 1850. Nathaniel Hawthorne, who wrote Happiness is like a butterfly, which, when pursued, is always beyond our grasp, but if you will sit down quietly, may alight upon you. Here's a poem for today by Trumbull Stickney, Quiet After the Rain of Morning. Quiet after the rain of morning, midday covers the dampened trees, sweet and fresh in the languid breeze, still returning birds are twittering at ease, and to me, in the far and foreign land, as further I go and come, sweetly over the wearisome, endless, barren, flutter whisperings of home. There between the two hillocks lightens straight and little a bluish bar. I feel the strain of the mariner grows and tightens after home and after her. A poem by Trumbull Stickney, Quiet After the Rain of Morning. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the Universe of Great Ideas. Produced by Katrina Cicala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.